Master the Art of Focus Trading, My $1,300 Text Message by Aidan Gray. I was in my loft, the Sedona sun painting a warm glow across my sanctuary of screens and charts, four monitors, my gateways to the financial world, flickering with the silent hum of opportunity. This was where I waged my daily battles, a chess game against the market's fickle nature. The morning had been fruitful, a dance of numbers and calculated risks, and I was poised for the next move. My finger hovered over the mouse, ready to execute a trade I had been tracking with the precision of a hawk. It was a perfect setup, one of those rare moments where everything aligned in my trading cosmos. Suddenly, my phone buzzed. It was Claire. Just three words in a text, but enough to break the spell. "How's your day?" Innocuous, casual, the kind of message you'd sincerely appreciate and answer without a second thought. I glanced away from the screen, my fingers tapping a quick response. It was an automatic gesture, the kind you do for someone you care about without hesitation. But in the trading game, moments matter, and in the few seconds it took to assure Claire that my day was going fine, the market didn't wait. I looked back just in time to see the trade I had been eyeing slip away. The figures shifted, the moment passed, and with it, a lost opportunity of what could have been $1,300, now just a ghost in the digital wind. It wasn't a loss, not in the traditional sense. My account hadn't dwindled, my balance was still intact. But in the trading realm, it was a lost opportunity, as tangible as any physical loss. In that moment, I learned a lesson that stung with the clarity of missed opportunities. Trading, much like any serious business, demands undivided attention. Distractions, however small or well-intentioned, have their costs. It's about discipline, about treating our craft with the respect it demands. As much as I love Claire, as much as her messages are a welcome part of my day, they have their time and place. Trading hours are sacred, a period where the phone should be off and the focus undiluted. It's not just professionalism, it's about honoring the trade, acknowledging the responsibility that comes with the dance of digits and decisions. I sat back, a small sigh escaping as I watched the market continue its relentless march. There will be other trades, other opportunities, but this one, the one that got away because of a momentary lapse, will always serve as a reminder. In trading, as in life, timing is everything, and focus is the key that unlocks potential. Sometimes the hardest lessons are the ones that sting, and this one, I suspect, will sting for a while.
Aidan Gray is an avid full-time trader living in Sedona, Arizona. He specializes in day trading futures and invests in the stock market with options. Aidan is a member of Lanterner's President's Club and a contributing writer to Pitt News Magazine.